Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, Soundcheck looks back at the pop charts of yesteryear and asks,
that was a hit?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Time now for another installment of That Was a Hit, our series about baffling chart success, and we're joined, as we often are for this series, by pop chart analyst Chris Malanfi. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks, John. You ready for a little Ooga Chaka?
A little Ooga Chaka, the song Hooked on a Feeling from 1974. Now, Chris, We have talked on this series with you and other guests about songs that you listen to them and you think, how did that become a hit? I listen to this song and say, of course it was a hit. It's a great song. So Why are we talking about it as unexpected or baffling?
We're talking about it because the version that became the biggest hit, the number one hit in America in 1974, is so improbable. It morphed from one kind of hit in 1969 to a very different kind of hit by 1974. And that's what's fascinating about it is how did this Swedish group, Blue Swede or Suede, depending on your persuasion, how did they score this bizarre version of Hooked on a Feeling in 1974? So that's why we're talking about it.
Okay. And I'm glad you made the distinction Blue Suede, Blue Swede, because until today, I always thought the band was called Blue Suede.
I did too. And it is definitely clearly spelled Swede, S-W-E-D-E.
And they are from Sweden.
And they are from Sweden. And it was intended as a pun.
Okay. So just to put it out there, Soundcheck listeners, expect to hear me at some point slip and say Blue Suede, because that's how I've always said it. But before we get to their version, let's hear the first version by B.J. Thomas, who would later go on to have a huge hit with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Yep.
So this first version did okay?
It made the top five. It was a hit in early 1969.
A hit for singer B.J. Thomas, the original version of the song Hooked on a Feeling with the kind of electric sitar thing at the beginning.
Can you smell the patchouli?
Man, I can see the lava lamps.
Can't you?
So the story could have ended there.
Yep.
Minor hit, hits the top five, disappears. You know, it wasn't like one of the top five or ten of the year, because that was the first year I remember like following the charts as a kid. And so it could have ended there, but it didn't.
No.
What happens next?
So this song, which by the way was written by Mark James, who is a well-known songwriter. He wrote Suspicious Minds for Elvis. He wrote Always on My Mind, made famous by many people, including Willie Nelson and the Pet Shop Boys. Anyway, Jonathan King writes this song. B.J. Thomas has the first hit with it. In 1971, a gentleman named Jonathan King, a Brit, he's hard to describe. He's a multi-hyphenate. He's a producer. He's an entrepreneur. And he's also a novelty recording artist. He liked to take songs and do covers of them, sometimes under a goofy name or a pseudonym. He didn't do this one under a pseudonym, but he did release an incredibly bizarre version in 71 that completely rearranges it. And if you've still got the B.J. Thomas version in your head, there are lots of little differences. Think about like the way he hits I'm Hooked on a Feeling and the way he hits the notes. Think about that very sweet, dewy sitar intro. The Jonathan King version turns the whole thing on its head.
Ooga, chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga.
Can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling, high on believing.
Oh, that is great. I've never heard that before.
I had never heard it before until I started researching where the heck this version came from.
Jonathan King from England and his version of Hooked on a Feeling, that is very, very close to the exact arrangement that would then become the smash hit for Blue Suede.
He deserves mad genius points for even imagining that this was possible. I mean, nobody even knows where the Ooga Chaka came from.
And the poor guys in the background going, Ooga Chaka, they sound like they're gasping for breath after a few seconds.
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. So that version went to number 23. It wasn't a huge hit at all, but it went to number 23 in England, not America, right? So it's a minor hit in England. And a producer in Sweden named Bengt Palmers, that's a great Swedish name. He's the head of A&R for EMI Sweden, the Swedish EMI label. And he's producing a band back then or doing A&R for a band back then called Blåblus, which is a Swedish band. Blåblus translates either to blue blouse or idiomatically to blue denim. It's basically meant to be a pun on the blues. They were a group founded by lead singer Bjorn Skifs in the early 70s, 1972. So he's producing them, and he presents the Jonathan King version of Hooked on a Feeling to them. He suggested that they incorporate the song into their stage act, just their stage act. So the group performed it for a few months, and then it was going so well as a stage number, kind of a novelty on stage, that they finally decided to record it. The song was released just for the Scandinavian market, and it became a huge hit there. I'm reminded, if we think about songs we've talked about recently, it's like The Fox by Ylvis, that novelty record from just last year. Never intended for anything but the Scandinavian market. It was a Norwegian song only intended for Norway. Same deal here. The cover of Hooked on a Feeling was only intended for the Swedish market, and it exploded there. And that's where the story, you know, takes a turn.
And so the band Blåblus becomes Blue Suede or Swede.
That's right.
Here in the States.
An English name was needed for the group, and basically Palmer suggested altering blue denim to blue suede, and hence we get the pun blue suede / Swede, spelled S-W-E-D-E.
And their famous version of Hooked on a Feeling.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
All right, Chris Melanfi, you've convinced me. It is a great song, but yes, it is a highly improbable journey to getting getting Blue Suede to the top of the American charts in 1974 with that song called Hooked on a Feeling. So it sounds then like this song has a kind of bigger legacy to impart as the first Swedish pop hit.
That's correct. It went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1974. And the important historical detail is that makes Blue Suede or Swede the first Swedish act to top the American charts. I know what band you're all thinking right now, and that band is ABBA. They beat ABBA by 3 years. Very coincidentally, the very month that this song topped the Hot 100, in Europe, the band ABBA was winning the Eurovision Song Contest with the song Waterloo. And that, of course, is well-known in lore, exploded their career.
Right.
They became, you know, one of the best-selling global acts of the 1970s. And they finally topped the American charts 3 years later, almost to the month, with Dancing Queen. But Blue Suede, or Swede, were there first.
So the first wave of the Swedish invasion.
That's right.
And in pop culture, the song has a life of its own as well.
It just keeps coming up. I have to confess that I don't think I was truly familiar with the Blue Suede version. My mom used to play the B.J. Thomas version when I was a kid until the early 90s when I heard it in the soundtrack to the movie Reservoir Dogs, the first Quentin Tarantino movie. It's got a very prominent place in that. It's on the soundtrack. Stephen Wright introduces it.
You've heard Turn the Beat Around by Vicky Sue Robinson, Heaven on the Seventh Floor, La Freak by Chic, Fly Robin Fly by The Silver Connection, and now number 5.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
So it's in Reservoir Dogs in 1992. It recurs in the late 90s again on the TV show Ally McBeal as kind of a meme, this dancing baby meme that keeps appearing on the show. Every time she's thinking about her biological clock, this dancing, this electronic dancing baby pops up, and they play the ooga chaka of the Blue Suede version of Hooked on a Feeling. So, yeah, this song just keeps popping up.
So was Blue Suede a one-hit wonder?
They were not quite a one-hit wonder, actually. You know, I often say that when an act has that big a hit, you can usually be relied on to get one more hit out of them. They had one more top 10 hit, another cover of the Association's Never My Love. And that
really?
Actually made the top 10, believe it or not. Hmm. It made number 7 in September of 1974. So they escaped the ignominy of being a one-hit wonder in America.
All right, but they did not escape the ignominy of being relegated to our That Was a Hit series.
Absolutely
here
not.
On Soundcheck. Chris Malanfi, pop chart analyst, contributor to NPR Music, Slate, and a frequent guest of ours on Soundcheck. Chris, good to see you.
Good to see you, John.
All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Join Soundcheck for our spring mini-festival, The Gig Stock. It's two nights of music and conversation in the green space, inspired by the daily gig alerts that you hear on WNYC each morning. We'll kick off Gig Stock next Wednesday, April 9th, with live performances by two great New York bands, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, and this group, the indie punk band Parquet Courts.
Well, I was walking through Ridgewood, Queens. I was flipping through magazines. I was so starving. I was debating Swedish fish, roasted peanuts, or licorice. I was so starving. I was holding some wadded pills. I was reading that Smoking Kills. I was so.
Gig Stock. Day one with Parquet Courts and The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. That's Wednesday, April 9th at 8 p.m. For tickets, go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace.